Juries have a tough job in big cases or small. But what are the challenges for juries in the high-profile trials of celebrity Bill Cosby, where the jury is sequestered for deliberations and was selected in Pittsburgh even though the trial is being held near Philadelphia? Then there's the court in Minnesota awaiting a verdict in the case of the police officer accused in the death of Philando Castile. How should jurors deal with the added pressure of deciding cases involving celebrities or a high-profile issue like police brutality? Dr. Melissa Gomez is the president of MMG Jury Consulting and the author of Jury Trials Outside In.
When a case is in the media, the jury knows that people are watching. There's going to be judgments of what their decisions are, and they want to make sure, number one, they have the pressure to make sure that the job is done because people want the answer to the question, and also they want to make sure that they get it right.
Although in the case of someone like Bill Cosby, I mean, he's been around forever. And these, so everyone has some sort of sense of Bill Cosby. And then the sense of these allegations, they've been around for quite a while. I mean, it would be impossible to keep the pressure off the jury from, say, a male jury member who, if I vote not guilty, I mean, my wife will never speak to me again kind of thing. I mean, these pressures are real.
The pressures are real, and there are dueling pressures happening, especially for this jury that's going into the fourth day of deliberation. Number one, they have the pressure to actually come to a consensus. I mean, it's getting more and more possible that this could end up being a hung jury, which likely disappoints everyone. But also, you know, in terms of those pressures of what's going to happen when they go home, of what's going to happen when they make a particular decision. But what I've seen, especially when jurors are really they're into it, they're in the room, they're with the other jurors, they've been entrenched in this case for so long, is that their desire to make the right decision often is more important.
In the case of the Philando Castile killing and the fact that police are involved and inspires very polarized positions and, you know, a verdict can turn a city into a community in flames, how do you deal with that?
Well, that's a different kind of pressure. So this is a much broader pressure that has to do more with political ideation. It has to do with more of an issue that is happening in society. And in some ways, I think these kinds of pressures are more intense than the Bill Cosby's because it has to do with things that have an impact on the community. For most of the time, the police are being found not guilty. And so that can swing both ways.
But isn't that wrong for a jury to be concerned about the community when really it's guilt or innocence that they're asked to decide?
Yeah, well, it depends on the person. So there is a concept, it's actually a concept called jury nullification, where the jury might look at the law, they might look at the situation, and they might say, you know what, there's a bigger purpose at issue here, and maybe I need to be a voice of that bigger purpose. There still obviously needs to be evidence in order to convict a particular police officer. So this is sort of one of those things that when juries are determined where they're sort of on the edge and trying to figure out whether to convict or not, it can be something, these kinds of pressures, these kind of foundations, these kinds of attitudes can push them to one side or the other.
Melissa Gomez is president of MMG Jury Consulting and the author of Jury Trials Outside In. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Great to be here.